We've come into this place today to see the unity of God come among our brothers. And where there is unity, there's power. We want to see the power of God saturate this house today. May every one of us, Lord, and it be me, I'm going to start with me, that I have the right spirit and the right approach to this meeting. I come here to receive more understanding and more revelation as our brothers would put our things together that God has given to us. Now let us, Lord, leave here today just power-packed with your glory. And we'll love you for all these blessings. Help us now, God, and bless our sisters also that's going to put a meal together for us today. And we'll just love you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you, God. You can be seated. Wouldn't it be nice to have about 150, 200 more ministers get together? Because as we were talking at the table last night, Satan saw when the bride of Jesus Christ walked out on the earth that he could not handle this bunch. And so he started screaming for help. So there were 200,000 demons turned loose on the bride to try to help him out. But as myself, I can put 1,000 to flight. Jesus said, if I get one more brother to join me, it goes from 1 to 10,000. Could you imagine what's in this house today? Amen. Satan ain't got a chance. Amen. And we ought to be, like Brother Brown told us, we ought to be a total nightmare to the devil. When you get out of that bed of a morning, I always tell Satan, I want you to know when this leg comes out of the bed to hit the floor. I want Satan to look at me and say, oh, he's getting up again today. And be able to do something for God before the day's out. So I'm going to quickly turn it over to our coordinator, Brother Tim Calhoun. But I appreciate all of you very much. And if you all hang around, we'll try to fix you a tomato sandwich or something with mayonnaise or mustard, whatever you like after a while. And so it's just according to how long these theologians over here that we're going to turn loose first keeps us. So God bless y'all.
God bless you, my brothers. Sure good to be here. And we just appreciate God's mercy and grace to each and every one of you. Glad to have so many brothers with us that hadn't been with us before. We certainly appreciate you taking your time out to come and be part of it. We don't think you've come to be with us. We think you've come to be with the Lord, because that's our whole and entire purpose, is unity of faith, unity of the Spirit of God. So we're not here this morning to promote anybody or anybody's ministry, but we are here to promote one individual, and his name is Jesus. So that's what we come together for. We don't come together for, you know, glory and honor of a man, but just the man Christ Jesus. So this morning, as we started off, Brother Samuel Dale, did you want to go first, or your son? Okay. Brother Sam's going to start off, and we're talking about Daniel's 70 weeks. The whole purpose of this is to Daniel's understanding Daniel's 70 weeks, and this is the first time we have recorded any of the ministers' meetings, and the purpose of that of this is because it's very much a teaching setup. So with teaching, we've got some brothers that desired to be here, Brother Bill has already mentioned the two brothers, and they have supported the meetings, and they could not be here, so they have requested to get recording. And also the speakers, Brother Sam and Brother Wade, desired to have these recorded for posterity, so that if somebody says, well, you said so-and-so, we can pull it up and say this is what was said. So that's the reason it's being recorded. We don't normally record it, but that may be changing as the minister's meeting has moved forward. So, you ready, brother? All right, God bless you.
Okay, let's stand together and read our scriptures and get right on into the topic. I have a bunch of quotes here that if any of you want them, they will be the exact quotes that we'll be using today. So if you want them, you can pass them out. There's not enough for everybody, but there is a few that you can do. So let's just do as the prophet said. Nobody has a right to open the book or to try to read it until they ask permission from the author. All right, so let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the day and the time that we have. And we pray that you would just bless us now with your understanding. And Lord, help us to say what you would have to be said. Forgive our sins. Cleanse us and keep us, Lord, in your loving grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wade got to, you may be seated. Wade got to report, or we'll read our scripture if you want to stay standing. Wade got to report a while ago off the internet thing that a brother in Iran has been released. Yes, praise God. Yeah. Amen. Prayer can change things.
Amen.
Prayer can change things. Okay. Everybody familiar with the scripture? Daniel 9:24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks the street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, not for himself, and the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Amen. You may be seated. Now, the first statement I want to make is plain and blunt. We follow one message. We have one absolute, which is the Word. We believe the one that brought us the Word to be the prophet of this end time. So what he says, it don't matter with me what you say or what I say. It's what he said. All right? It ain't what we've got to say about it. We are sheep. We have no rights. Well, brother, I'll tell you what I think. That's what we'll get through and go into the message and show it. That's what a lot of people get their own ideas. And when they do, if it's a message, right. Okay. If not. But I'm not one to try to correct anybody because it's not made for us to correct. This message was made to live, not to correct. Just to say, I'm going to correct you. I know what is taught. No, we're all still learning. But just keep that in mind now, that what we're trying to do is to look at it and remember, he was the prophet, Brother Branham. The message is supposed to be our absolute. Right? And then we must believe what he says. No matter what we think, because you know yourself that Brother Branham's message was contrary to our understanding. I would say 90% of us, but I'd rather just go ahead and say 100% and forget it. See, because we didn't know, you know, the truth. It didn't matter if we were oneness or Trinity, we were still missing it. It didn't matter what, we were missing it until the prophet came. So then when we read what the prophet says, we must take what he says. Amen. Even though it don't mathematically count, even though it don't physically look right, it has to be that point. So then let's do this and just take what we can and try to, you know, and if I say things that are contrary to you, I'm not contrary to nobody. I didn't come to argue. I come to state what I believe. All right, now here's the problem I see with the ministry. Most preachers won't tell you fully what they believe because they want to withhold enough until they can float around, and I don't. Everybody knows me. I'm blunt. I'm plain. If you like it, fine. If you don't like it, you pray for me because my attitude is what I got to work on. God's word is the truth. I don't care if it's a dumb donkey tells you that, you know. It's the truth, right? All right, now, in doing that, let's just make a few little statements and just get some things started. You say, well, why is it so important for us to understand Daniel's 70 weeks? You know, do we have to understand it? Well, maybe all of us don't have to understand the total mechanical. But if it was not meant for us to understand it, why would it be brought? You know, all right? And I'm going to make this statement like this. People can tell you all about the seals and can't tell you about Daniel's 70 weeks. Now, let's read what the prophet said. So let's start with quote number one. And let's see what he said. Now, if I don't read the whole thing, you read it all while it's up there. I'll just get what's not raised up, and you do it. Revelation, this is paragraph 71, Gabriel's instruction. Now, two, I must say this. I'll be using the 2010 version, okay? The computer version, 2010, all right? Now, there is some differences between the 2010 and the 99. The paragraphs are different. Not necessarily wording, but even they change some wordings. It's different. But we use this because that was to get us onto the internet system. It's easier to use because the brothers taught me that lesson. All right. But look what he says. His Revelation 6:1 to 19:21 is connected with the 70 of weeks. And therefore, we must stop and explain before we go further. We must stop and explain why these 70 of weeks. Because if you don't, you'll miss those seals. Right? Like I said, everybody knows all about the seals, but don't know about Daniel's 70 weeks. Well, how can you do that if... Is that too hard? I didn't say it. He said, you'll miss the seals, you'll miss the trumpets, you'll miss the vials, you'll miss the plagues, you'll miss the three unclean spirits like frogs, the three woes, the casting out of the red dragon, the woman and the son. You'll miss it all. Because it don't take place here in this 70th week. Because it takes place right here in this 70th week. That's where it takes place. Now, everybody knows the first seal. What? White horse rider. Oh, yeah. White horse rider. Well, do you understand what he just said? He just said we can't understand the seals until we understand Daniel's 70 weeks. All right? Now, so then what are we trying to do? We say, well, is it important? I believe all the word is important. All right? And then you'll say, well, Brother Dale, and we'll give a drawing in a second. I take what Brother Branham said after the seals broke over what he said before they broke. You know, are the 70 weeks of Daniel. Now, are you the prophet? No, neither am I. So we have no right to even make that statement. Because if you say we take after the seals, you know, that means you believe before the seals was not correct. Right? Now let's read what Brother Brown said about Daniel's 70 weeks. Go ahead, number two. Look what he says now. And I do not believe that there's one person here for that purpose. I believe that we're here tonight because we are deadly sincere, honest, and wanting to know, thus saith the Lord. All right. Now, that was preached on the sixfold purpose, paragraph 22. Go to the next. I told him, kidding him, coming up here, I said, if I get started going and saying, now, see, I said, I'm cut down on time. I got to get in a hurry. So if I get it fast forward, you got to listen fast forward. All right, look what he says when he gets to on further, 110. That's the reason we're praying for God to make that so perfect that there'll be not one shadow of doubt, because we're not supposed to put our own interpretation to those things. It's got to come through, thus saith the Lord. So I'm leaving it right there until I understand. Next. This is off of the 70th week. Now, that's why I say on the 99 versions of things, it'll say the 70 weeks of Daniel. Right. But when you get into the 2010, it says the 70th week. because the others, it still even covers 70 weeks of Daniel. But when they've done this 2010 version, that's the reason I'm emphasizing that, where you won't say he's using something different. No, this is the version. So look at what he says, paragraph 191, the 70th week of Daniel. I wish you'd listen quietly now, just for a moment. The moment he starts the 70th week, or 7 years, the church is gone. Now listen, I'm quoting again, re-quoting, so you won't forget. This is what the Holy Spirit put upon my pen while I was writing. So now he says, it must be thus saith the Lord. Then he says, it's put on his pen that to write. We gladly accept spoken words, original seeds, when he says, the Holy Spirit told me to pick up my pen and write. We accept that as being thus saith the Lord. But do we accept this as being that? All right. Well, now let's go to the next. Let's see what he actually says these things are. Paragraph 49, the 70th week. Now today, now we're approaching what is the 70 weeks. And this is a very vital part, the 70 weeks. And we know that the scripture cannot lie. They have to be truth. And if this angel Gabriel come and told Daniel that there was only 70 weeks left for the Jews, then we would apply that to 6 days or 7 day week. But in prophecy, it's always give in parables. Right?
Yes. Amen.
You remember in Matthew 13:34, all things were spoke Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them. All right? So the whole message is in parables.
Amen.
The whole Bible is in parables. 70 weeks is in parables.
Amen.
All right? So now what is a parable? Okay. Look at the definition of a parable. It's a figure, a comparison, a proverb, a placing of one thing by the side of another, due to disposal, however you pronounce that word, which means this side by side, as of ships in battle. Wade will get some of these other words when he gets up. But the best definition you can define of a parable is like the disciples. They said, teach us this. Jesus would give a parable. But you know what? He had to explain that.
That's right.
Well, what do you mean? You plant beans, you get beans. Right? You know, them Pharisees finally figured out Jesus was talking about them.
That's right.
You know, and that's what they said. Then now he's talking about us. See, a parable is a long story going across with an underlying meaning that can even be a little different than the meaning overhead. You'll see in a minute on the drawing, Brother Brown said, this line should have went straight across to Israel. But then you see the church age is injected. All right? So a parable. Now, so we're going to have to take Daniel's 70 weeks as a parable. So as we say things, then remember, the prophet is speaking in a parable. To hide it from the wise and prudent. And here's the statements. A lot of you know it. Even the brother just recently put out a big tape on it that the Daniel 70 weeks was so messed up in the dates and the things until you can't understand it. Well, he's not the prophet.
Amen.
We just read, Brother Brown said, it's what God put on his pen. We just read, it's got to be thus saith the Lord to a prophet or he won't speak on it.
That's right, yes.
Now, don't get with me in the wrong way. You say, well, there was things Brother Brown didn't understand. The only thing he didn't understand was the white horse rider. Am I out of the message? And that, no light had ever shined on it, so he wasn't responsible till the seals broke. Okay? He was not responsible for that white horse rider teaching as being wrong until the seals broke. Then he was responsible. All right. That's why he said, you say what I say. I'm responsible. All right. So then I'll put in little points along the way like that because you know how I am. I just like to say things. This is not a new doctrine to me. This is 40 years. I preached this in 1974. Still have the tapes. And we do have some tapes preached in 2005. If you want them, you can take them and listen to them. Dissect them. Tear them up. Do whatever, but just listen if you want them. You don't want to forget it. That's just plain. Go on to the next one. Let's get started. Look what the prophet said, the reason this is done. Why is it done in parables? Why is it done that, you know, this or that or the other? Why is it like 28 days in some months and 31 days in the next month and different things? He's in the 70 weeks of Daniel, right? Why is this done that way? Notice what he says. But that was all done in the great economy of God to keep the church watching and praying, being ready, having their garments washed in the blood of the Lamb. You mean God would deliberately do that? Yes, he would deliberately do that. Deuteronomy, pull up the next. Deuteronomy, everybody knows this, 13:1-3. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods. You remember the two scriptures? A lot of people don't know this one. They use the one of a prophet prophesies and it comes to pass. All right, amen. But this one says if he prophesied and he gives you a sign and it comes to pass. Why would God allow that to happen? But there's your answer. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. That's why he done it. He loves to do that. Well, he'll give you some more. He loves to test you. You know that. You know, he loves to do those things. He's God. All right. Go to the next one. Tested time memorial. All I'm getting is the points for you to look at to see. And he says he puts these trials. He sends right at the bottom. He sends these trials to test you, to prove you, to shake you up, and to give you a new hold. You know, if somebody don't stir you up, you just coast along, right? You know, Pice, what we've been now, about 10 or 15 years, we hadn't had a real big battle, right? All at once, we begin to get a little few things. Why? God's stirring us up, right? You know, all right. What do you think about it? So now let's go into the Daniel 70 week with this thought in mind, a parable. The Daniel 70, 490 years we'll read. It's 490 years to Israel, right? All right. Now, I ask you to check this. The only time Brother Branham ever talks about 490 years to Israel is in the Daniel 70-week series. Okay? If you can find it, I'd love to have it. I'm talking about 490 years to Israel. In the Daniel 70 weeks, he explains the 490 years. But he doesn't do that again. Because it was done for one time. A parable is given for one time. For you to break your neck trying to figure it out. And the Bible tells you, and the prophet said, people have gone crazy trying to figure it out. 490 years to Israel. We'll get to it in a minute. Isn't it an odd comparison? That Jesus said, how many times do you forgive? 70 times 7. Of course, supposed to again if a man asks you. All right, let's don't leave it all out. 70 times 70, 490 times you're supposed to forgive somebody. And then again if they ask. So evidently you're supposed to forgive them 490 times without them asking. So ain't that odd to how that they'd be 490 years and there's 490 years to Israel? And remember, we're talking about Israel now. We're not talking about Gentiles. We'll show that. So go ahead, brother, and pull up the drawing, Brother Joe. Now, I have the copy in my Bible that I received in 1967 or 1968 in Jeffersonville. It is this drawing. Now, there are arguments about that drawing. I always get in trouble quoting somebody else, so I won't quote the brother. But we received information stating this was exactly the drawing that Brother Branham made. Like I said, I've had mine since 67. Probably a lot of you have. That drawing was there even to the little down under where it says 434 years, a little bit of writing in there, according to the brother. His wife said she wrote in some things. All right. So there is another one where the line comes around and makes a circle, and above the man standing there, there's 77 on the line. You've probably seen that one. There are one now in the Philippines that I'll show you that drawing in just a second. Not from the Philippines now. I don't have it from there. But it's not, you know, I'm just saying that in case anybody ever hears it. But look what Brother Branham said now. You say, well, we don't know whether that was the correct one or not. All right, now here's what I'm telling you, I believe. That drawing is exactly the Bible. If you change it in one detail, you're not in the Scripture. That is the drawing the prophet made, and that is what he taught. So there's your three witnesses as to it being correct. All right? So now look what he says. It's divided into three periods. All right? The 70th week of Daniel, paragraph 61. I emphasize again, you look on your book, it says 70 week of Daniel. But this is the new version, and it's the 70th week, they call it. All right? He says there's three periods. First, a 7 week period. Then, a 62 week period, which is 62. And then 1 week period. They're divided into three periods. So you look at the drawing. It's divided into three periods. He said, well, brother, that don't fit what I believe. I'm sorry. It didn't fit me when I was in the Baptist, and that prophet told me I was a bastard born child if I didn't get out of there. Did that fit you? No. All right, here's what most people think Brother Branham drawed. If you'll notice, I got on there what some people believe. So if you'll notice on the original drawing, we'll get back to it, he gives 69 weeks to the cross. Now, on this drawing, the only thing that we didn't do, Brother Joe, and I'll point it out to make sure, we should have pulled this over to right here. Okay? Because that's what you think the drawing, you think that's what Brother Branham taught. You think he taught 69 and a half weeks. 69 weeks, and Jesus entered the ministry, made it 3.5 years, and would be 69 and a half. Then there's only 1.5 week left over here. That's what you think he's saying. But where's the drawing? And where's the prophet's message? Show me one quote anywhere that he ever said 69 and a half weeks to the cross. We will show you 69 weeks to the cross. But I'm honest now. You show me. Because I'm like this. If I'm right, hallelujah. But Brother Hughes, if I'm wrong and you correct me, hallelujah.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I will take correction.
Yes, amen.
But you're going to have to show me by him, not your idea.
Right.
Well, my opinion, I don't give a hoot what your opinion is. God don't deal with opinions.
Amen.
He deals with his word.
Amen.
All right. So that's what people think Brother Branham said. They think that he brought up 62 weeks, and then Jesus preached 3.5 years, and then they'd be 3.5 over on the other side. Now, never, we will restate this over and over, Brother Branham never preached but 7 years of Jesus' ministry. 3.5 back there, 3.5 over here. Brother Branham never preached nowhere but 3.5 years of Jacob's trouble called the tribulation. I want to see it. All right? So that's what people think he was saying. Pull it back up to the original. Well, see, there was what he said. Divided into 3 weeks. 7 weeks. 62 weeks. 69. He even gave you the dot, dot, dot out to AD 70, he put the cross at AD 30. Now, Brother Dale, that's wrong because it's AD 33. We'll get to that in a second. All right. He said, well, Brother Branham changed his mind. I want to know where he changed it. All right, go with the next one. Okay. Look, there's exactly 49 days, 49 years, rather, in the time of the building of the temple. Now, we'll stop right there and say, well, the Jews, according to John, it will pull up in a second, that John says, the Jews said to Jesus that they were 46 years in building the temple. You remember that? John 2 and 20. But remember, Daniel 9, 25 says, and the walls and the streets were built. Yeah. It took 46 years in the temple part, but the finishing of the structure around made it up to 49 years. Read your Bible. Yeah. All right? See, those Jews thought they were smart. They thought they understood. But did they understand? Oh, they were right technically. But they didn't fit the rest of the scriptures. All right. See, our seven prophetic weeks, 7 weeks, because there were 7 weeks determined to the temple, to rebuild the temple. And it was built in exactly 49 years. Now, are you going to listen to the Pharisees with the 46 or Brother Branham with the 49? And what I mean by that, the Pharisees today that want to change it. Okay. See, March the 14th, he knows exactly, B.C. 538 until the temple was restored again, and the streets was restored exactly 49 years. So what do you get? What do we get? And if 7 weeks means 49 years, then 1 week equals 7 years. 7 times 7, 49, just exactly there you are. Now, there's no more guessing about it. We know now that each week meant 7 years. Have you got it? Let's say it together. 1 week equals 7 years. All right. You say, well, I know these things. I know it, but let's get it in line. See? All right. Bypass the next two, Brother Joe. We done used them. See? So now let's get started on something. Now, we're told from the going forth, paragraph 78, the 70th week of the commandment. Now, here's where we're trouble. Here's where trouble now. Now, we're told from the going forth of the commandment to rebuild a city to Messiah. And Messiah was Christ, of course. So it'll be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, making 69 weeks. See, all right? And 69 times... 7 times 69 equals 483 years. Now you're getting it down. And if you want me to run over it, I'd be glad to. Now we are told from the going forth of the commandment to rebuild the city to Messiah shall be 7. And then he goes through explaining the 49 and the 7 to Messiah coming it up to his part. All right, go to the next. This is paragraph 80. Now what's this one? Now, this will be repeated a good many times, but what's the point? Paragraph 80, the 70th week of Daniel. Now, Jesus, Messiah, rode into the city of Jerusalem, triumphant on the back of a white mule on Palm Sunday, April the 2nd, A.D. 30. And we'll get to that later. He said, oh, he goofed up there. Well, he goofed up in the seal book, and he goofed up in questions and answers in 64. Okay? We will explain these to the point if we can. We have time. All right? Jesus rode into Jerusalem Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is what? One Sunday before the crucifixion. You agree? Palm Sunday, and then your crucifixion was the next. I mean, he rose the next Sunday, you know, we'd say. But during the next week. Watch that just a second. Now watch. But as we have already seen, that the 69 weeks makes 483 years. Now, there's where the trouble comes, right there. See, we got only with the marking of the Bible, time, only 475 years. And actually, it's 483 years. Now, he didn't say it was goofed up. He said, actually, it's 483 years. Right? A difference of 8 years. Now, what's the problem? Now, God can't make it miss. And if he said it would be so many days, it's so many days. If he said it's so much, it's so much. So what are we going to do? Now, the B.C. 475 to A.D. 30 are Julian, our astronomy years, which is 365 and a fourth. But when we reduce that to our prophetic calendar, now, watch this for mathematical calculation. 475 multiplied by 365.25, which is one-fourth, right? 365 and a fourth days in our calendar, 360 in the other. That comes out, and I can't even pronounce it, what would that be? 173,493.75. I guess that's right. If I get it 100,000 or it's 10,000, you read that. All right? Divide that by 360. You get what he's doing? He said we got to go by the prophetic calendar. You divide that by 360, and look how close Brother Branham was terminally mathematically. He was 481.927083333333. In other words, 482 years. He said, well, he still missed it a year. Thank you. The calendar was changed 3 times. The calendars have been changed. Gregorian, what is the other? Alexandria. That's three of them. In 1 year, they had 13 months to make the stars line back up when they changed the calendar. In another year, they had 230-something days in that year to make the calendars line up. So Brother Branham was what? Even mathematically, he was 1 year off. Well, he missed it. No, he said, God said, put it to prophetic calendar. That's right. It's 483. See, read it right there. But here only 475. And actually, it's 483. So whatever we think, I just give you these calendars and things to help your mind. Because what your mind ought to say? The prophet said it. And I believe it. Right? See, it didn't ought to be done on that way. All right? Now, let's go to, where did we get to? We're missing one. Okay, let's go to the next one. This is paragraph 86, or excuse me, 84. Yeah, paragraph 84. And our prophetic calendar brings to, which is just a continuation from our coming down from where we're reading, paragraph 80. And our prophetic calendar brings to 360 days as we use now in the scripture. We have exactly 483 years. There it is, 483. Here we have exactly proof by the proof of the prophecy, exactly the truth. For from the time of the going forth to build the temple until the destroying, or when they rejected Christ and killed him in A.D. 33. Now he just said, to quote before, that he rode into Jerusalem Palm Sunday, April 2nd, A.D. 30. Now, a few words later, what does he say? See? Now, but the point is, get to next. And then they rejected Christ and killed him in A.D. 33. When Christ was killed is exactly 483 years. See, that's why that other drawing was up there. People say, well, he come in here at A.D. 30, and then he's crucified in A.D. 33. Right? But you see, church, what is it? But get the point. The rebuilding the temple, 434 years, and 434 years by 49 makes exactly 483 years. See, 484, he says. Yeah. So you know what that is. Get it on the nose. All right? So now look. Go up with number, which is a continuation of the paragraph, 86. In other words, continuing 84 on through 86. When God had the antediluvian world and destroyed by water, he changed the astronomy date, and then let the Romans come in and make up their calendar, which hits and jumps and so forth, and guess that in even in the encyclopedia where I've been reading. All right, draw out the calendars, get everything doing what you're doing, read in between, it'll all be there. There it is, exactly 483 years from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to restore and build till the time of the Messiah was rejected. Was 483 years by the calendar. Now, whether you think it or not, you got to stop with what say it. 483 years. If you add 3.5 years to that, you're 486 and a half. It won't calculate. So now we got to find out why it won't calculate. All right. Go back to paragraph 80. Roll it on up and be paragraph 80. All right. Now, Jesus, Messiah, rode into the city of Jerusalem, trumped on the back of a white mule on Palm Sunday, April the 2nd, AD 30. You say, well, he just goofed up. Did he goof up? Before we show the other part, let's just read and see if he goofed up. Now remember, April the 2nd, Palm Sunday. Monday would be the 3rd, Tuesday would be the 4th. Remember that. Next one. Is it going up to? No, we're going up to 20. All right. I appreciate these brothers doing these things because I couldn't do none of these anyway. But look what Brother Branham said. Questions and answers on the seals, 1963, after six had been preached. He says, and you know that Jesus was slain about AD 30. Is that right? It was about the middle of the year, I guess, AD 30. Now the Bible said that he was slain before the foundation of the world. Now we know. Go to the next one. Look what he says on the sixth seal, paragraph 148. Now let's stop there. These three verses, it took, you know what he's answering. They asked him three questions and he's answering them, right? Actually, on Tuesday afternoon, April the 4th, AD 30. Well, did he goof up back there or did he goof up over here? Because look at what I told you to remember. The other one said he rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, April the 2nd. Now he's saying April the 4th. All right. Monday would have been the 3rd. Tuesday would have been the 4th. Brother Brown's exactly right. All right. He said, yeah, but how could that be AD 30s and all this, that, and the other? All right, go ahead, brother. We've got that somewhere else. There is your timeline comparison. If you want to take that, we'd be glad to give it to you. See, our calendar system is all messed up. We started at 1 and came down. Jesus was born, and I'm saying it, quote, I'll give you, this is my quote. Brother Branham never said Jesus was born 4 B.C. He never said it. But if he's saying he was crucified in A.D. 30, then you can argue the point. But look, see, according to the theologians, the scholars, and whatever, you want all of that, we have it, welcome. You can take it. Wade has some of it. So look at it. One line runs it across as starting a zero. The other one line runs it across as doing. So AD 30, according to Jesus born in 4 BC, Brother Branham was giving you that Jesus was crucified in AD 30. When you come to our calendar system, that begin with the 1, then you have Jesus being crucified in AD 33. So he's exactly right. So you can say 30 or 33, according to which calendar you're using, according to which system you're using to prove your point. All right? See, but my point is, he was even to the number right. The April the 2nd on one, April the 4th on the other. He knew exactly what he was doing. He said, well, I don't understand. And let me ask you a simple question. You believe according to the prophet that Jesus, now I say according to the prophet because you know the world don't agree. According to the prophet, Jesus was born in April. Right? You may argue March or whatever, you know. Spring of the year, April. All right? Whether you want to go to 33 or 30, he was crucified in April. Now, is your mathematical calculations running? He's born in April, crucified in April. How did he preach 3.5 years? Simple question. How did he preach 3.5 years? If he's born in April, crucified in April. So he must have started his ministry at 29 and a half. Are you with me? Then he could preach 3.5 years. He said, well, how do you know that? According to Luke 3:23. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. Didn't say he was 30 years of age. About 30 years of age. That's just a simple little mathematical point. Born in April, crucified in April, began his ministry 29 and a half. 29 and a half, you're already 30. I like it with kids, you know how they are. Little kids running around. And you say, how old are you? 14 and a half. Right? Because they're believing they're already going to 15. Because they dry. All right, when you get old, what do you say? Brother Hughes, how old are you? 69 and a half. Because he don't want to be 70. We're still childish. Okay, make your life. All right. Now listen. Well, what are you trying to get at, Brother Dale? I'm trying to get at what he said. Going to paragraph 23. He's talking about the Jews, not ours. Has nothing to do with us, 144,000. Oh. They appear not in the third chapter. They're over in the scripture further. And now we see that all this stuff was to take place was over in this time of the 70th week, the last week. Right. Now, if they already had 69 weeks, and lived it exactly the way God said they did and happened exactly the way God said it would do, then there's one more week promised to the Jews. Now, brethren, just get ready. Listen how close we are. Last week, seventh year. So here's what people miss then. They said, are you trying to say that there is 1 week left? You know, 7 years. Brother Branham is. Brother Branham is. According to his drawing, it is. According to the Bible, Daniel 9, 25, 26, 27. And hey, I know that where it says he'll confirm his covenant will weep is a double compound meaning. It means Christ and then it means the Antichrist. Because I'll ask you a question. Where did God ever make a covenant for 7 years? Now you explain that. He made a covenant for eternity. He's just coming back to the Jews. He put a gap in the time and he's coming back to the Jews. All right? So then we got 1 week left. No, Brother Dale, there's only 3.5 years left. Well, let's see what your prophet had to say. Go on to the next one. And here we come up. We got up through here to the rejecting of the Messiah. And from the rejecting of the Messiah, the last week. And I want to stop right there just a moment. Stop here right here just a moment. And when they crucified the Messiah was when they, of course, rejected Jesus as Savior and crucified him. So when did he say before then he was crucified? AD 30. Then you come on down, and what does it say? The prophets hit exactly to the date, exactly to the time, exactly the way he said it would. This other seven, this one 7 weeks left, 1 7 years rather, 7 days, 7 years, will hit exactly according to the scripture. It'll hit according to the scripture. Go to the next. Now, how am I running on time? What we got? 30 minutes, about through 30 minutes. Okay, I only got 15 minutes. Oh, I got to call it fast then. So what does he say? Now, you haven't got any limited time like the Jews. We're talking about Gentiles. Well, we got a sign. We got a signpost. Well, God did with the Jews just exactly what he said he would do. And then 69 years are 483 years. But 69 weeks and 1 week left. 1 week's yet determined. There's your two quotes. Go to the next. Paragraph 118, right here, where did the Messiah get cut off? Exactly where the word said. Where will the 70th week begin? Exactly after this church is cut off, then God returns to the Jews. Next. All right. There are 70 weeks determined upon the people. We're talking about the 7 years. And right? So we know we've got 7 years for the Jew. And he comes down explaining the cutting off and the doing of the things. Okay. Next. How close is it coming? The Lord, the rapture and the end of the things, you know. The moment he starts that 70th week or 7 years, the church is gone. Are you counting 3, 4, 5 times? Okay. Go to, let's see, wait, hold that in back. I'm going to beat Wade to this one. Can you see it, friends? What is the rest he says? Raise your hand if you can see it. Well, just a few hands, because most of you are afraid to raise your hand because you're afraid of what I'm talking about. Okay. But Brother Dale is only 3.5. Quote, to start with, there's never been, the prophet never taught, but 7 years of Jesus' ministry. He never taught but 3.5 years to Jacob's trouble of the tribulation. You say, well, how's that? Wait till Wade gets this afternoon and brings it across. I mean, after I get through, okay? Let's see. Now, what's this one? Paragraph 29. He says, these 79 verses, we're going to wait till the Jews hit the church and everything. All right. The moment he starts the 70th week or 7 years, the church is gone. Now, here's the one that we asked you a while ago to think about. I'm quoting again, re-quoting so you won't forget it. This is what the Holy Spirit put on my pen to write. So from here on, you're questioning whether Brother Branham was right. Sorry. You're questioning whether Brother Branham was right. You're not questioning me. I'm just reading. You're questioning whether he's right or not. He said it was what the Holy Spirit put on his pen. Next. He comes and shows. What? And I predict, I never said the Lord told me, but standing in the morning, you know, and coming down, I predict. I don't know why I'm saying it, but I predict that that'll all happen between right now, 1933 and 1977. Not knowing it, God knows my heart. I never noted until yesterday. 1977 is the Jubilee, and exactly the same amount of time run out that he gave with Israel and everything at the end. And then we are here at the end of the age, at the coming in of the 70th week. Okay, next. Paragraph 80, where we was at a while ago, because there's more to go with it. All right, now. April 2nd, AD 30. Said, but we have already seen that 69 weeks makes 483 years. There's where the trouble. We come in, we gave the answer to that part. He said so much of it. It says God can't make it miss. 475 to AD 30 are Julian or astronomy years. We've been through that. Go to the next. Trying to get through in a hurry. All right. What are we on? 32. Here's a little thing. I was going to reverse back a minute ago. We're the 3.5 years of Daniel's 70 weeks. The last half of Daniel's 70 weeks, which is 3.5 years. Oh, you caught yourself. Well, let's wait and see. How many remembers from the church ages? You see, there are 70 weeks determined. And how perfect it was. Messiah was cut off, and he'll be cut off for a sacrifice in the midst of the week, and the oblation will cease. If you put it back under, totally to understand that, you've missed your point. You would take the first drawing, and you'd have 69.5. Leave it with 70, and where are you going? Jesus will be, he preaches through the two witnesses for 3.5 years, right? And then it's cut off. We'll give you a quote in a minute. All right? But let me get something. Jump over to 34, I guess it is. And look what he says. Paragraph 210. I'm trying to make sure I'm following right. All right. When the 70 of weeks. You ever notice this statement? He said there was determined 70 weeks. That's 7 years. Brother Branham is not calling it 490 years. He's dealing with exactly what you're reading off there. Messiah cut off, etc. He's dealing with Jesus' ministry. 70 weeks is 7 years. No, it's... See, that's where you miss the parable. The parable is 490 years. The underlying meaning is Jesus' ministry. For 7 years, 3.5 back there, 3.5 over here. All right? The greatest parable of all is we are the ones that are recipient of it. Let's see how many times he says it, and then we'll turn it over to Wade. That's 34. So you said, well, that was just back there. So here's 64 questions and answers, real two. Now, I know somewhere in there there's got to be a question on that, said the brother. Branham, you're wrong on the 70 weeks of Daniel. There will still be 70 weeks. No. The Messiah was to come and prophesy. And in the midst of the 70 weeks, 70 of weeks, which is 7 years. Now, what's Brother Branham doing? All right. 36. Here's the one everybody likes, so let's take it. Questions and answers. When you bring up 70 weeks of Daniel, you automatically jump to this one, right? This is the quote everybody goes to. 64 questions and answers, real three. Brother Branham, when you gave the message on the 70 weeks of 70 church weeks, or 70 weeks, pardon me, of Daniel, I believe that you mentioned that the last full week, our last 7 years will begin when the bride was taken up in the rapture. Now watch Brother Branham's answer. No. Nay. You got that wrong. Not the full 7 weeks. The week started when Jesus came on the earth. He said the Messiah shall come and prophesy in the midst of the 7 weeks. He'll be cut off. And Jesus preached exactly 3.5 years, which is half of the 70 weeks. The 7 days, weeks, weekdays, and there's 3.5 years left. You say, that corrects Daniel's 70 weeks. That's what you're saying. You're saying that quote corrects Daniel's 70 weeks that he taught they were 7 years after the rapture. That's what you're saying. But read it. I just read you three quotes. Where 70 weeks equals 7 years. Every one of those quotes is relating to the ministry of Jesus Christ. Because there's only 7 years of the ministry of Jesus Christ. 3.5 back there, 3.5 over here. His answer to this question is answering exactly the ministry of Jesus Christ. Read it. The ministry of Jesus Christ. 3.5 years back there, 3.5 years over here. Okay? See? All right? What is it doing? He said, well, I still don't fully understand. Pull up number 37, and I'll say a few words and quit. No, 37. All right, you got 37. But I'll pull up the questions and answers, real four, okay? Which I told you, 38, excuse me. No, come on, you got to go the other way. Questions and answers, real four. There you go. Look what he says now. If you ever want to know what order of events is, turn to this page and read it. You want to know what comes after this, after this, after this, after this, after this. Read this quote. The church age ended and the blacked out, the bride is called. We have already entered into the tribulation period. That was the question they asked him. He said, no. I wish I could just have more time on that. See, the bride, when she's taken from the earth, then the church age will cease. Laodicea goes into chaos, the bride goes to glory, and the tribulation period sets in upon the sleeping virgins for 3.5 years while Israel is getting her prophecy. 3.5 years. Look at your drawing. Your prophets going right back. He's still in 64. Your two witnesses bring in the prophecy to Israel, right? So reread it and get it. The sleeping virgins for 3.5 years while Israel is getting its prophecy. Then tribulation sets in upon Israel. And then comes the Battle of Armageddon. Where does he have the Battle of Armageddon? And then the bride returns back with the groom for 1,000 years, the white throne judgment, etc. Was Brother Branham so confused? The brother on the video that a lot of you seen, I'm sure. He said he was so massively confused of dates and things until you couldn't take it. Big man in this message said one time, and I heard him, or I wouldn't say it, he said this: the Feast of the Trumpets was so messed up until you could not understand. Somebody's shaking your head, so you must have heard him. Said, you can't understand what he's saying. Read that book. He said, this is thus saith the Lord. But you know what's the trouble? Brother Brown says in the Feast of the Trumpets, he said, between the sixth and seventh seal, a prophet comes to the Gentiles. You say, well, that put us way over there. No, six seals broke back there. Six seals was preached by Jesus. Between there comes the prophet. Amen. So he's right. All right. To get it done, there is one thing in Brother Branham where he says it. We won't have to pull these up. I'll just run through it. He says that from 1933 to 1977 makes 1,954 years. If you can mathematically count in a hurry, that's 1944. 33 to 77 is 1944. But remember, the calendars have changed three times. We take his word. You know that quote pulled up? We take his word. Whatever he says, we take, or we don't believe him to be a prophet. I tried to express this one time before. And the quote I made was, the bride goes up Revelation 4:1 and not seen until 1921. We never had the rest of the meeting. Because the argument was over, well, the Bible's out of order. This is out of order. That should be here and that should be there. Brother Brown said, the end, the Butson is in place. All right. Listen to one thing that we read. So pull up paragraph, what is it, 30? Only one more. Must be, it was 29, but anyhow, it's paragraph 198 of the 70th week. Just one little point, and then I'll quit. You can have it, wait, when you get ready. Look what Brother Branham says. He's talking about the years, and he said, don't miss it. What was 77? What happened in 77? Some of you maybe was ready to send your books back. That was when they became vital to me. Very important to me. Because I had already preached in 1974, and I have the tapes. You call it arrogant, hateful, mean, or whatever. 1974, I proved by Brother Branham we could pass the year 2026 and not break one of his words. Some of you heard that. I know one brother did. He might not have agreed with it then, might not agree with it now, but he heard me preach it because I was in the church where he was at. 1977, Brother Branham said, what will it be? It'll be the 70th Jubilee since the beginning of Jubilees. Now, don't miss it. It'll be the Jubilee of the going up of the Gentile bride and return of Christ to the Jews when they go out of bondage. The Jubilee, not a year, not a time. Back it down, one quote. No, the other way. There you go. From the first Jubilee of Leviticus 25:8, 1977 will be the 70th Jubilee since the beginning of Jubilees, making exactly 3,430 years. Read your Bible. Leviticus 25:8, 7 sevens is 49. If Brother Branham had said Leviticus 25:10, the rapture would have had to come in 77. That's how technical I believe it. Because 25:10 says a 50. A 49 is the seven church ages, and we had a prophet to come to bring us a message in this church age. We are still in the Laodicean age, whether you like it or not. The Laodicean age will continue on in and connect to the millennium, whether you like it or not, those quotes of the prophet, making exactly 3,430 years. Multiply 49 times 70. You got your paper and pencil? Multiply 49 times 70. There it is on the bottom. 49 times 70 equals 3,430 years. 1977 began the 70th Jubilee. A wonderful time for the bride of Jesus Christ to get lined up in the Word. To not argue and fuss about quotes and dates and times and seasons, but to get in a message that will change us. And the prophet we read, where it'll be the going up of the Gentile bride. What? The Jubilee. The Jubilee is this message. You understand me? This message that we have in our hands was brought by the seventh angel, Leviticus 25:8. It was brought to us by a prophet. When we become the Word that he brought us, we'll walk off this earth in a rapture. You say, what's keeping us here 40-something years? 40-something years is waiting on all of us to get ready. I know I'm going to end it making you mad. 40-something years ago, you calculated, 1973, 38, 74, 38 years ago, I tried to get the people of this message to see, to get out of those dates and times and seasons, that we could go to the year 2026. You say, how do you get that? 1977 be the 70th Jubilee. You put another Jubilee on there, and what do you got? You add it on there, and you add a 50 to it. You've got coming out to be the 2027. Brother Brown's message is right. I invite you to help me because this is what I believe for 40 years. You say, Brother Dale, what ministry do we get? I've asked this question. Come on, Wayne. Yeah. I've asked this question. 490 years is a run across the top to Israel. Type of Jesus' ministry for 7 years, which is a type of the message you and I have got. What part of the ministry do we get? The 3.5 back there or the 3.5 over here? You say, oh, we get the 3.5 back there because we can't get this over there. Come on. Come on, roll it back up to the first one, the calendar. I mean the thing, yeah. Does not those two prophets preach this message to Israel called the seals? Right? Call the seals.
Have we not got the benefit of the seals? Not only do we get that back there that brought us Calvary, brought us a redemptive plan, we get what the Israel will get, which will finish the whole plan. Right? They finished the plan of redemption. There is no redemption but to the Jew or Gentile. That's all there is. There's not a ministry to go to the foolish virgins and things like that. It's only the ministry to the bride of Christ and to the Jews. See? And I can't help it that God chose us. Because if he hadn't have chose us, where would we be? I ask your comments. When we finish, you'll have the afternoon. But you see, at least I've told you what he said. I told you by the drawing, told you by the Bible. Now, we said, but I'm going to believe this. That's exactly right. You're going to believe what you want to until God corrects you. Now, you see why the 70 weeks is important. You wouldn't understand the seals. I made a simple statement 40 years ago. The seals is not to the bride. The seals are to Israel. You better not want to be around here when the fourth and the sixth one takes place. And you better not be around here when the first one takes place. Because Brother Branham, the only question they got on the questions and answers, on the seals, the only question they gave him, does 2 Thessalonians, a man of sin sitting in the temple of God, showing himself to be as God, fulfill the first seal? He said, yes. Yes, the man of sin. You ever noticed it? It was a man that rode out on the first horse. It comes to a man in the end time to deceive the world. Now, I tell you, I love you. I may act like it, I'm hateful and arrogant, but I want you to know one thing. Brother Branham said this quote. He said, if you make it soft and easy, they'll think you're trying to pull something over on them. Okay? So I ain't made it soft and easy, so you can't think I'm trying to pull something over on you. At least you know where I stand. Amen. Now Wade will complete the rest of it. All right?